Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, most young men are single, and yet most women are not. Obviously either women are sharing men, or they're also dating older men. Other possible reasons include that many men are struggling financially, and women say they value a man's money more than they do his looks. Funny how this was actually breaking news back in 2023, and yet only now is this reality finally sinking in. With regards to sharing women, remember that 15% of men have kids with more than one woman by the time they hit 40. Up next, this woman quit her corporate job to start her own business and it was a disaster. Why is this even news? After all, not everyone is cut out to be an entrepreneurial boss babe. People don't realize that having a business means you have to double or triple the amount of work you'd actually do at a corporate job. And if you're not willing to sacrifice all your free time to succeed, then maybe it's not for you. Many of the so-called successful small business women I know are only successful because their husbands subsidize the losses in their business. Number three, does this woman have a good father? She's crying because she got yelled at and grounded for liking a guy with a different skin color than hers. That's her side of the story. What's the father's? It probably had nothing to do with his race. I also think she spelled the word licking wrong. I think what she really meant to say was licking. Licking a man with a different skin color. Where I'll let you use your imagination. Moving on, you can only spend $50 and here are your options. I think the only sensible choice here is the Batmobile and 25 goth girls. Because if you're the Dark Knight, you should have a dark harem. That is the only sensible choice here. Then again, maybe I'm wrong about this and having an Iron Man suit could attract a boatload of broads to you. And I'll take one of the goth girls to be my personal assistant because Pepper Potts got too old. Number 5, why is it that women always tell other women that look ugly that they're beautiful and that they have a model face? In this case, I think they don't actually want her to get plastic surgery and improve her looks because then they'd actually have to deal with the added cooch competition. Then again, maybe they're right that she really is beautiful, so long as you squint hard enough. It's all evolution, though. Men insult each other but don't mean it. Women compliment each other but don't mean it either. Up next, these Polish LARPers pretend to be Americans living in a trailer park in Ohio while they're living in Poland. Someone please send me their address so I can send them random junk from Walmart to make their trailer park authentic. Funny enough, they look more American than many of the people currently living in the United States. Wouldn't it be ironic if the trailer parks in Ohio were actually filled with Polish immigrants? That would be awesome. Number 7, how can you tell you're an older woman bitter and lonely? Danielle here says that if your age attraction is lower, i.e. you're an older man finding women in their mid-20s attractive, then you're predatory. But I'm sure it's okay if she finds guys in their mid-20s perfectly attractive. Too bad for her, they won't commit and will only be using her for target practice. Here's the actual egg carton count of the woman posting this. How dare men want women that are at their peak attractiveness? Moving on, this photo was taken in Dublin. Do you now understand why people are setting migrant hotels ablaze there? I don't condone that sort of behavior, but I can understand it to some degree. I'm surprised that blonde isn't being groped as we speak. Remigration is inevitable at some point. Even if the migrants took over that country and were the only ones there, they wouldn't be able to maintain the infrastructure in a place where the temperatures approach freezing. Number 9, this is a recent best-selling romance book about a woman in college debt going to work at a glory hole for minotaurs, where she falls in love with the first bull she services. This is what they really think about us and want us to be. Dumb, muscular animals used for their pleasure. Remember, guys, that when women say men only want one thing and it's disgusting, women say that because they're really thinking about it themselves. I thought this was a joke until I Googled it. Up next, this one says that South Korea is paying people $38,000 to get married. But what I want to know is, why is this Korean couple black? I didn't know that South Korea was an African country. Then again, are they preparing the country for enrichment or something? Maybe black people go to Korea to get married and then run off with the money. I think this is intentionally posted as rage bait, though. There's a lot of that going around these days. Number 11, Africans are not happy because the Japanese government has officially backtracked on their plan to import African migrants after a huge backlash from the Japanese public. Africans say they can't wait for Japan to collapse in its demographic crisis. They claim that it's filled with bigots and that they're digging their own grave. Looks like someone is bitter they can't come and wreck Japan while receiving cash and prizes. A collapsed Japan is still better than living in London or Paris these days. Moving on, this one says that mom bods are pretty hot too. Are they though? I'd ride this mom bod moped styles, meaning I wouldn't let anyone know I got together with her. This one doesn't really have a mom bod though. She's just fat and has entered her comfortable stage. For the majority of men out there, the only way a mom bod might be attractive is if she's the mom of your kids. Otherwise, for recreational use only. Do women have anything else to promote besides their bodies these days? Number 13, a lot of kids have no clue what this is or what it's used for. Is it used for storing weed? If you're under 20 to 25 years old, you probably don't remember it being used to store 35mm film for film cameras. Digital cameras started replacing film back in the early 2000s. Hell, if you're 20, you might not even remember anyone owning a handheld digital camera either. Film was expensive, and processing and printing 24 pictures would usually run you 20 to 30 bucks. Up next, here's the difference between a fictional England in 2025 that's a fascist white supremacist dictatorship versus the reality where England in 2025 is a multicultural dictatorship where they arrest your grandmother for making a racist joke. It's amazing how much V for Vendetta got right on the other side that the dictatorship would be fighting for. In V for Vendetta, you would be executed if you owned a copy of the Quran. Meanwhile, in England, in 50 years, you'll be executed if you don't have one. Number 15, is it true that men should vent to women because they care about us? Yeah, they care enough to use what you say to them in confidence against you at a future moment of weakness. Plus, they tell everything you say to them in confidence to the girls. Here I fixed it to say that they do care about making fun of us to their friends. They do care, if they don't have any emotional leverage over you yet. Moving on, in case you missed it, Sadia Khan charges men $6,000 to learn how to find high-value women. And she's now been caught being the side chick of a married man. Not only that, but her claims that she's a licensed psychologist also seem to be fraudulent. The simps paying her don't understand that they should never be taking advice from women on anything unless they're actually trying to self-sabotage. She was claiming to be an ally of men while scamming us. Number 17, this book called Queer Werewolves Destroy Capitalism has to be satire. But it's not. I can't believe that there are people out there stupid enough to pay $9.25 for this. Funny enough, this looks like something that the Wizards of the Coast might put out these days. But I'm not so sure about this book, because I prefer reading Lesbian Leprechauns, Lick-Leninism. I can understand someone self-publishing this, but what bookstore is stupid enough to keep this in stock? Up next, this woman who did gross stunts with Lily Phillips says that her husband is divorcing her because of the videos. Finally, a man with some self-respect instead of another simp. But I wonder how many red flags he ignored along the way before it got to this point. But is anyone really surprised that a whore that did whorish things is getting divorced for being a whore? I spoke too soon about the husband having self-respect. It looks like the husband is also a publicity stunt. Number 19, here's a movie that I'll actually watch. Nicolas Cage looks unrecognizable as John Madden in a film about his life. I hope that there are plenty of cheesy lines. I'm glad that there are kids out there that are about to learn that the video game is named after a real man. To be honest, though, I think that Brendan Gleeson would be a much better fit for this role. Either that, or he could play Philip Seymour Hoffman if they ever made a film about him. Moving on, should we be worried that Islam is the fastest growing religion in Canada? No, of course not, because it's the religion of peace. I would say that once we're all Muslims, there'll be peace, but that doesn't appear to be the case either. Besides, who needs technological progress when you can have Allah forever? Does anyone remember back when Justin Trudeau said that Christians were the worst part of the Canadian society? Number 21, English schools began teaching anti-misogyny and anti-manosphere lessons from September 1st, 2025 onward. How much you want to bet that the first lesson will feature Andrew Tate somehow? In a way, this is great news because of the Streisand effect. They're exposing young men to red pill ideas and trying to control the narrative. But don't seem to realize that young men will resonate with the manosphere and then go home and seek out the content themselves. They want to control boys and will ironically end up losing even more control. Up next, in Australia, the Aboriginals seem to think that unless you're First Nations, then you're a descendant of immigrants, and that you can't gatekeep stolen land. Actually not stolen, conquered. And it wasn't hard because the natives were literally in the Stone Age with the average IQ of 65 when the Europeans arrived. Also, isn't flipping the bird technically cultural appropriation too? Here's a graphic showing you the IQs of various indigenous peoples around the world. The Aboriginals have a much better standard of life thanks to Europeans. They would have short lives plagued with starvation if they weren't there. Number 23, meanwhile in Toronto, Canada, the Globe and Mail newspaper tells Pierre Poilievre that there is no flood of newcomers anymore. They're gaslighting Canadians when whenever I go to the suburbs in Toronto or downtown, whites seem to be a massive minority with only about 20 to 30% of the population. But rejoice, everyone, because the flood has stopped. Only 817,000 new Canadians were added to the population of 40 million this year. And that's only in the first 4 months of the year. Moving on, Emma Dumont comes out as a transmasculine non-binary. Translation, she wants more movie roles. This sort of thing wasn't there under Harvey. Bring him back. She's probably going to pull up Demi Lovato and renounce all this gender-bending nonsense when it doesn't get her what she wants. Besides, when AI can make consistent characters from one scene to the next, it's over for Hollywoke. And you'll never have to watch their woke films or actresses again. Number 25 and the last one, why do women like this marry themselves after claiming that they can't find a man? This just proves that women don't want a husband, but what they really want is a wedding. The truth is that she couldn't find a Chad that was willing to commit to her because she sees herself as a 10 out of 10, and therefore also deserves a 10. There are plenty of men out there that would marry her, but she just won't marry any of them. Mental illness like this happens when there aren't enough Chads to go around for all women. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.